latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester United headlines, and United have announced that former striker Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been appointed as caretaker manager until the end of the current season. Well, Solskjaer, of course, hero of the 1999 Champions League final, scored 126 goals in 366 appearances for the Red Devils as a player in an 11-year career at the club. In 2008, he became a reserve team boss before taking the managerial reins at Molde in Norway. Well, he'll take charge of first team activities with immediate effect and will remain in place while the club conducts a thorough recruitment process for a new full-time boss. And he'll be joined by Mike Phelan as first team coach, working alongside Michael Carrick and Kieran McKenna. Solskjaer, in a club statement, said, Manchester United is in my heart and it's brilliant to be coming back in this role. I'm really looking forward to working with the very talented squad we have, the staff and everyone at the club. And Ed Woodward, the United Executive Vice Chairman, said, Ole is a club legend and with huge experience both on and off the pitch. His history at United means he lives and breathes the culture here, and everyone at the club is delighted to have him and Mike Phelan back. We're confident they'll unite the players and the fans as we head into the second half of the season. Meanwhile, the Daily Mirror claimed that as soon as it became apparent that Jose Mourinho was to be sacked, a number of players weren't backing him. It's claimed that Woodward indeed canvassed some of the squad as to their opinion on Mourinho, and only two of them came out in support of the United or the ex-United manager. The Mirror claimed that Nemanja Matic and Romelu Lukaku were believed to have pledged their allegiance to the manager, but that's pretty much it. They were very much outnumbered in the United dressing room, and 24 hours after the survey, Woodward dismissed Mourinho.